Welcome to our second class of week four of reviews. So again, congratulations on coming this far. I'm teacher Bex, in case you don't remember. And so our second class of reviews is about native talk classes, okay? I know Jen talks really quickly, but we have a lot to learn from her classes. So let's start with the first sentence that is there on your screen. And it's important to us because as the economy goes, so goes our business and careers. Let's see again. And it's important to us because as the economy goes, so goes our business and careers. So just one pronunciation point here. So goes our, a lot of linking sounds, so goes our business and careers. Careers. So the stress is in rears, okay? Careers, careers. All right. So we have an interesting structure here in this sentence, which is as something. So as something goes, so goes something. So STH means something, okay? So this is a sentence that we use to say that something is dependent on another thing. So for example, here we have, as the economy goes, so goes our business and careers. But we can make the same affirmation using this structure to talk about other economy-related things. Because this native talk is about talking about the economy, right? So another sentence we can make to talk about the economy, for example, is as the economy goes, so goes the employment rate. So I'm saying that the employment rate, the percentage of people that have jobs, is dependent on the economy, okay? So as the economy goes, so goes the employment rate. Or I can say, as our production goes, so goes our revenue or our profit. Okay, so as our production goes, so goes our revenue. So if I have a decrease or an increase in production, I will have a decrease or increase in revenue or income or profit or whatever you prefer to use in this case. Okay, so as our production goes, so goes our revenue. One thing depends on the other. The other sentence from this class is, moreover, when coworkers discuss something like the job market, stocks, or personal finance, they typically mention the economy. Moreover, when coworkers discuss something like the job market, stocks, or personal finance, they typically mention the economy. So moreover is kind of an addiction that Jen has. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but she uses moreover a lot. So when she's going to give more information about the subject, she uses moreover, moreover. It's the same as saying going beyond and talking more about that, moreover. It's just a way to add more information to your topic that you are already talking about. But moreover is obviously very good in formal and informal environments, but as I always say, it's good to have variety in your vocabulary. And this is another one of those cases. So what other words can I say instead of moreover? There we have it. Besides, okay? Besides. Besides is giving more information as well, okay? So I can say, besides, when coworkers discuss something like the job market, stocks, or personal finance, they typically mention the economy. So I was already giving you a reason to know how to talk about the economy. And now I'm giving you more reasons. So I say besides, because I'm going to add more. Furthermore, this one is an excellent option because it's kind of formal. Okay, it sounds very sophisticated, you can say. So I'm telling you why you should know how to talk about the economy. And to add another point, furthermore, every time your friends sit down to talk, somebody's going to talk about the economy. Okay, or in addition. In addition is more formal, but not so common, okay? And also is the most informal one, okay? And also, you need to know this for certain reasons. And also, okay, it's the same as moreover, but it's the most informal option. And additionally, very common as well, but not as sophisticated as furthermore, okay? It's formal, but a little bit less sophisticated, you can say, than furthermore, all right? And that's it for this sentence. But I wanted to recommend some things because the economy is not something very easy for you to keep up with the subject and not so easy to acquire vocabulary about. So the New York Times, they have a channel on YouTube and they have a series about economics, okay? So if you want to learn more vocabulary and you want to learn a little bit about American economics, some other terms, I highly recommend the YouTube channel that the New York Times has and another YouTube channel called Foundation for Economic Education. Their name rhymes. Foundation for Economic Education. This is a YouTube channel and they have very deep talks about the economy, and also it's a great way for you guys to acquire more vocabulary related to the economy, okay? They are both excellent, but they are both focused on American economics, okay? But the terms will generally be the same. Okay, our next sentence is, bootstrap and use credit cards with no or low interest rates. Scrape together all your loose cash, saving bonds, etc., and figure out the cheapest way to make a minimum viable business or product. Okay, so have a lot of pronunciation here for us to pay attention to. Bootstrap, bootstrap. Bootstrap and use credit cards, credit cards. See that the T in credit is very subtle. Credit cards, credit cards. It's a little pause. I don't really say credit cards, okay? It's credit cards. With no or low interest rates. Remember that no is used as that word in Portuguese, okay? Zero, no, zero. With no or low interest rates, scrape together all your loose cash. Loose. The pronunciation is different from lose, okay? Loose, loose means that is lying around. It's not in a specific place. It's not in the correct place. Loose. So the sound is kind of like this. Loose. And lose, for example, I lost my keys, which is something very common. Lose. Don't lose your keys. This sound is like a Z. Okay. So loose and lose. Loose and lose. And scrape together loose cash. Savings. Bonds, etc. And figure out the cheapest way to make a minimum, the pronunciation here, minimum, minimum, minimum. You have to close your lips for the last M, okay? Minimum, viable business or product. Viable, viable. Very good. So we have just a few expressions here. So the first one is bootstrap. This looks kind of weird, but it simply means to use your own resources, okay? Bootstrap means independently use what is already yours, okay? So bootstrap means don't ask anybody for help. Do what you can with what you have, okay? Bootstrap. And use credit cards with no or low interest rates. So we have interest rates, which refer to how much you have to pay after time goes by. You know, when you have a credit card and you can't pay the whole thing at the moment and you pay it during a long period of time, you have to think about the interest rates. So if the interest rates are high, in the long run, you are going to pay much more than the original value of the product, okay? So no, zero interest rates or low interest rates. And scrape together. Scrape together means to reunite, gather things that are in small quantity. So scrape together loose cash means that you have a little bit of money thrown around everywhere, a little bit of money in one bank, a little bit of money in another bank, a little bit of money that Maybe you lent to your relatives. So get all those that money from different places. But when we say scrape together, it means that there's just a little bit of money, okay? Scrape together, just put together things that are in small quantity. So you can say, I'm trying to scrape together my coins. So you have a little bit of coins everywhere. You were just putting them in the same space. Okay. And bonds are amounts of money that you have a right to, maybe because you bought a part of the company, a portion of the company. But in British English, bond also refers to an amount of money that you pay first when you are going to rent a house. Okay, so we have a little bit of difference there with American and British English. So British English, we have more than one use for bonds. So put everything together. Basically, that's what Jen talks about here in this class. So let's move on. Our next sentence is, the answer you blurt out on impulse is unlikely to be the best response, and you'll kick yourself later while mulling over the things you wish you had said. So let's say it again. The answer you blurt out on impulse is unlikely to be the best response, and you'll kick yourself later while mulling over the things you wish you had said. Mulling over. Mulling. Mulling. Kind of a strange pronunciation here. Mulling over. Mulling over the things you wish you had said. Okay, so what is blurt out? Blurt out means saying something without thinking, okay? You know, in the moment where you didn't have time to think and you just kind of in a scared way say something, that's blurt out. Something that you didn't plan, you just said it, okay? So blurt out. So I can say, I accidentally blurted out the truth. So you weren't planning on saying that, but it happens. So I can say, I accidentally blurted out the truth. I didn't want to say it, but at the moment it just came out. Okay. And of course we have on impulse, which also has that sense of something you didn't really plan. So you can say, he bought that car on impulse. It's just something in the moment gave him a push and he ended up doing something he didn't plan on doing. He bought that car on impulse. It wasn't planned, just happened. Okay. And we have unlikely, which has a close friend, which is likely. Okay. So unlikely is a way for you to say that something is not probable, okay? Not probable. So you can say, he will unlikely get a raise. He will unlikely get a raise, okay? Or you can say, it's unlikely that he will get a raise. So this means that the chances are small, okay? The probability is small, unlikely. And unlikely, even though it's kind of a synonym of not probable, unlikely is a little more intense, okay? So if I say it's not probable that he will get a raise, it's still a little bit more probable than if I say it's unlikely that he will get a raise, okay? It's more intense. Unlikely is more intense than not probable. And likely has the same relation, but unlikely means probable. The chances are high. The chances are high. So he will likely get a raise. I think it is very probable he has high chances of getting a raise. He will likely get a raise. Okay, that means he has good chances. Or it's likely that he will get a raise. Okay, get a raise, have an increase in salary. Okay, it's likely that he will get a raise. Again, likely is more intense than just probable. Okay, if I say it's probable that he will get a raise. I'm being less intense than when I use likely. All right? And then we have response. I just wanted to remind you guys, talk about the difference between response and answer. So remember that response is a more general kind of reaction, okay? A response doesn't necessarily have to be something written or something said. A response can be a gesture or a face, just a reaction with your face. That's a response, okay? For example, if somebody is in hospital and they haven't been moving and they move, then that person responded. The person gave a response, okay? And answer is more specific to something said, okay? So something you mention orally or written, okay? So answer is specific to saying or writing something, and response is any kind of reaction, okay? So if you're talking about a text, for example, a message, you will likely use answer because you are saying or writing something, okay? All right, that's it for this part. Just to remind you guys that this class is about answering difficult questions. And the next sentence in this class is, what time frame does she have in mind? Which aspect are they thinking about? So Jen talks about the importance of thinking before you answer, right? So you can either be silent. So if somebody asks you a difficult question or something that you didn't understand so well, you can be silent. Okay, that's a good thing because you're thinking and you're not going to blurt out an answer. And then the other tip that she gives is ask the person to specify what the person wants to know. So what time frame does she have in mind? Maybe the question wasn't clear. You ask, what time frame does she have in mind? I'm asking for more details. Which aspect are they thinking about? I'm not sure what you're talking about in your question, so I ask more questions. Which aspect are they thinking about? This is very important, not only in business, but in general. When you are talking to someone, you need to be sure what the person wants to know before you answer, okay? So don't be afraid to stop and think, and don't be afraid to ask more questions. It's better to take a while and think than just saying something, especially, you know, when you have English as a second language and you need a moment to think about your answer, there's no problem at all, okay? Feel free to do that, all right? So let's move on. Our next native talk class is about using positive language. So let's take a look at the first sentence. Whether you communicate orally or in written form, the way you express yourself will affect whether your message is received positively or negatively. Okay, let's go again. Whether you communicate orally or in written form, the way you express yourself will affect whether your message is received positively or negatively. Okay, so this class is also very important. It makes a huge difference in your daily life if you use positive language. But before we talk about those details, let's remember how we use whether, okay? So whether is used to express two possibilities, two possible results when you are in doubt, okay? Whether kind of expresses that feeling of doubt or of having two possibilities, okay? So we can say, I don't think it will make a difference whether I show up or not. So you are expressing doubt. I don't think it will make a difference whether I show up or not. So maybe you have a meeting that you think you're not really supposed to be going to. You can say, I don't think it will make a difference whether I show up or not. So I use whether to show these two possibilities or two possible results, okay? So for example, whether you are an analyst or a director, you should come to our party. It's for everyone. In this case, I'm making it obvious that both possibilities are okay and no problem at all. So whether you are an analyst or a director, you should come to our party. It's for everyone. It's open to everyone. So whether one possibility or other possibility, you can come. Okay? So always relate whether with those options. And the next part of the class is very interesting as well. Let's see the sentence. Positive phrasing and language have the following qualities. Tells the recipient what can be done, suggests alternatives and choices available to the recipient, sounds helpful and encouraging rather than bureaucratic, and stresses positive actions and positive consequences that can be anticipated. Okay, let's go again. Positive phrasing and language have the following qualities. Tells the recipient what can be done, suggests alternatives and choices available to the recipient, sounds helpful and encouraging rather than bureaucratic, and stresses positive actions and positive consequences that can be anticipated. So, just a few pronunciation parts here. Phrasing. You have an F sound here. Phrasing. And alternatives. Alternatives. In American English, we have that R in the T, right? Alternatives. That R sound. Alternatives. Okay. And rather than, it's not so different, but rather is a voiced TH, okay? Rather than. But what I want to talk to you guys here is how do you actually make your language more positive? You also always focus on the possibilities, okay? So if a part of the document was wrong, you can say, you can resend the document with the corrections, okay? You don't have to say, oh, your document was terrible, it's all wrong, I hope you figure out a way to make it better. No, you always use you can, or you will be able to, or we will be able to. Remember, we talked about be able to in the last class. So your company will be able to acquire the patent, for example. Your company will be able to acquire the patent if you correct your document. Okay, so focus on these words. Will be able to, you can, we will be able to, okay? All of these things will help your language be more positive and you will have a better return. And this is in general for all sorts of messages and interactions, all right? So try to focus on making affirmative sentences and only make negative sentences when it's really necessary, okay? Especially if it's a stressful situation. Remember that being empathetic will help you in all sorts of places and positions, okay? And now we are going to move on to our last native talk from these last 5 units. I just broke a glass. How careless of me. I'll buy you a new one. So this native talk is about apologizing. We all know the most classic and common way of apologizing is saying sorry, but how careless of me is also a variation and it sounds very good, okay? So how careless of me? So you didn't really pay attention. Careless means without care, okay? So the less suffix means a lack of something. So I can say she is tireless. So you can say she's tireless just to say that she doesn't feel tired. So she's always trying hard, always doing a lot of things, okay? And another great option is our second sentence, which is, I shouldn't have shouted at you last night. So I shouldn't have is, I think, one of the most empathetic and understanding ways of expressing that you are sorry, okay? I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have shouted. I shouldn't have left early, for example. So you understand that what you did was wrong and maybe caused somebody trouble. So you can say, I shouldn't have left early. I shouldn't have done that. or anything like that. Okay, this is a great option. How careless of me is more formal. Okay, it's not something you use with friends usually. Is not so formal, and you can use it without being too formal. Okay, it's for all kinds of situations. All right. So that was the last native talk. This was the native talk from Unit 5. If you don't remember the other forms that Jen talked about of apologizing, go back and take a look again. And remember, if you have any questions, leave them here below the video. And if you just want to make a general comment as well, okay? Don't be scared of making questions. And I hope you guys got all the things that we talked about today. And I'll see you guys in our next class. Don't forget to do your written activities, okay? Bye-bye.